This is VOA News via remote. I'm United States. Top news is President Donald Trump's choosing Amy Coney Barrett to replace the recently deceased Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the U.S. Supreme Court. Analysts have described the president's pick as heir to another departed Supreme Court justice, conservative hero Antonin Scalia. Like Scalia, for whom she once clerked, she is a committed Roman Catholic and a devotee of his favored interpretation of the Constitution, known as originalism. Those qualifications delight many on the right, but dismay liberals who fear her votes could result in the chipping away of some laws. President Trump nominated the 48-year-old federal court appellate judge from South Bend, Indiana, at a Rose Garden press conference Saturday. In remarks moments after Trump named her with her husband and their seven children looking on, Barrett paid homage to the late Ginsburg. An unlawful assembly has been declared in the U.S. city of Portland, Oregon, just hours after demonstrations earlier Saturday ended without many reports of violence. Hundreds of people were gathered downtown into the early morning hours of Sunday. One protester lit an American flag on fire, and some other protesters were seen shooting fireworks at police. The unrest comes just hours after a right-wing rally and counter-protesters largely dispersed without serious violence Saturday afternoon. Local law enforcement released a joint statement later Saturday praising the minimal violence. As of 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the U.S., Johns Hopkins University COVID-19 reporting had the number of COVID-19-related deaths globally just a few thousand shy of hitting the somber milestone of 1 million. More than half of those deaths are in just four countries: the United States, Brazil, India, and Mexico. Meanwhile, the number of confirmed infections will reach another milestone. This is VOA News. Australia's second largest city, Melbourne, has further eased lockdown restrictions, allowing most children to return to school from next month and sending more than 125,000 people back to work. Melbourne and surrounding parts of rural Victoria State were placed under strict level 4 lockdowns on August 2nd, shuttering schools and non-essential businesses, imposing a nighttime curfew, and prohibiting public gatherings. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews says the 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew will be lifted Monday. Their residents still cannot travel more than 3 miles from home. Public gatherings of up to 5 people from a maximum of 2 households will be allowed. A further easing could take place on October 19th if the average falls below 5 new cases per day. Masks remain mandatory. While there's been a lot of focus globally on COVID-19, UN leaders are warning that if the coronavirus doesn't kill us, climate change will, noting that we have largely ignored the latter issue. Fiji's prime minister took note of the wildfires ravaging the western United States and that the Greenland ice chunk was larger than a number of island nations. With Siberia seeing its warmest temperature on record this year and enormous chunks of ice caps in Greenland and Canada sliding into the sea, countries are acutely aware there's no vaccine for global warming. Meanwhile, the UN Global Climate Summit has been postponed to late 2021. North Korea is accusing South Korea of sending ships across the disputed sea boundary to find the body of a man recently killed by North Korean troops. The North Central Korea Central News Agency on Sunday warned the alleged intrusion could escalate tensions. South Korea said earlier that North Korea sent a message, including a rare apology by leader Kim Jong-un, over the shooting death of a South Korean government official found on a floating object in North Korean waters. Officials in Seoul say the 47-year-old was likely attempting to defect to North Korea, but little else is known about his motives. South Korea didn't immediately respond to the warning, but it said that its Coast Guard ships were looking for the body. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi may visit Japan as early as October for talks with his Japanese counterpart Toshimitsu Motegi and Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga, public broadcaster NHK has reported. The visit would come after Suga on Friday held talks on the phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The two leaders agreed to pursue high-level contacts in a bid to promote regional and international stability. Suga, who became prime minister this month, must manage relations with Japan's bigger neighbor as ties between China and the United States worsen amid the coronavirus pandemic and lingering trade friction. VOA Remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.